The Cabin, written by Nicole Green, narrated by Nowhere Eternity. I watch her standing in the small kitchen of the cabin, putting away groceries while she hums to herself. She can feel me watching, I know, because her hips swing a little wider, her movements fluid and enticing, mimicking the way she moves as she rides me. Stalking across the room, I lunge for her. She spins and laughs as she evades me. Nothing taunts my inner beast like the sweet sound of her giggling at my expense. Her eyes meet mine, and she gives me that little challenging smirk. The chase is on. She runs for the cabin door, grabbing her coat from the hook and slamming the door behind her. I take my time grabbing my coat and hat. It's cold out there, and the snow has stopped falling. I take a step onto the darkened path, snow crunching under my boots. The forest is thick and full around me. Snow rests peacefully on the bare branches. Light from the nearly full moon shimmers off the fresh powder, giving the forest an ethereal glow. I walk away from our cabin, knowing her thought pattern is my favorite little bunny. A beast lurks within me, tracking her every movement. If I listen carefully, I can hear her light footsteps over my own. I know it's only a matter of time before I reach her, claim her. She is my prey, my toy, my precious pet to ruin and rebuild. We always play this game when we escape to our quiet cabin in the mountains. If I catch her before she makes it back there, I do whatever I want to her, wherever I want to. The harder she fights back, the more I enjoy it. We both unleash our wild, primal beasts out here. I hear a coyote call off in the distance, but I'm not afraid. I know she isn't either. The beast hunting her would never share his prize with another. He's the only one allowed to taste her. A branch snaps in front of me. I'm getting closer. I look through the trees with a challenging smirk, the only thing that really triggers her need to fight back. I can't see her, but I know she sees me, and that she can read the subtext of my body language like her favorite book. Her favorite thing to do is to subtly poke at me until I release my delicious torrent of passion down on her. Another branch snaps, and I can now clearly hear the crunch of snow under her boots. I start to run, my breath puffing into the frigid air. The trail forks. To the right is a small meadow and then our cabin. To the left is a narrow trail with low clearance from the branches above. I am much taller than her and could easily overtake her in the clearing, so I doubt she'd go that way. I dart down the narrow trail, jumping over exposed tree roots that I have memorized from other chases. I can feel myself gaining ground. The electric current that runs between us is always supercharged on these nights. I hear her panted breaths right before I grab the back of her coat and push her down into a snowbank. The freezing snow immediately soaks my jeans and slides down the collar of my shirt as I land on top of her. She feels so small beneath me, it makes me feral. I yank the zipper of her coat down and slide my hands under her shirt, pinching her pert nipples through the lace of her bra. My hips grind against her pelvis as she throws her head back in absolute pleasure while I savagely pinch and pull at her nipples. Her neck is next as I attack the exposed column, licking and biting it to leave my scent and mark for the world to see. She turns her head to kiss me and runs her fingers up my chest under my shirt. While I'm distracted by our kiss, she slides one leg out from under me, too quick for me to stop her. As soon as she has enough purchase to get up and escape, she rakes her nails down my chest. I wince, surprised by the move, and it gives her just enough time to roll away and start sprinting towards the cabin. She makes it to the steps of the porch when I overtake her again. My heart races in anticipation as I tear her jeans over her full hips and round ass. I bend her over the banister and spank her with my cold, bare hand. She cries out at the sting of my hand combined with the freezing air. Her voice cries out again with the second slap of my hand against her ass. On the third impact, I feel her clench beneath my palm, knowing she's flooded with wet heat at the pain and pleasure I'm delivering. I plunge two of my frozen fingers inside her. Fuck, her cunt is hot and wet and all I want in this world. I finger fuck her hard and fast until the only sounds that fill the silent winter night are from her drenched and greedy pussy. Right before she starts to come, I pull my fingers from her and push her towards the door. I love the way she waddles in with her jeans and panties still around her thighs. My sadistic side loves to make her uncomfortable. She opens the door and the warmth from the fire I started earlier hits us. She barely gets her boots pulled off when I'm pushing her down with one hand tangled in her hair to her knees. The two fingers I fucked her with out on the porch push past her lips and I wait for her to lick and suck every drop of herself off them. I step back and undress in front of her. First my coat, then I tug my sweater over my head. The way her eyes follow each exposed inch of my skin sends blood rushing straight to my dick. Her fingers twitch at her sides where she kneels when I push my pants down, my thick cock springing free. I lick my lips as I watch her watch it twitch under her hungry gaze. I stare down at her, loving the view of her on her knees for me. "Beg for it," I command. I know she hates begging, especially on her knees, even for me, which is exactly why I do it. We hold eye contact, a silent battle of wills, even though we both know she'll always submit to me. "Please fuck my face." She holds eye contact with me, another thing that makes her uncomfortable. I love watching her battle back her demons, knowing I'm the only person she'd ever do this for. I treasure this. I treasure her. I don't think that's enough begging. I step closer to her and run the tip of my dick over her lips, laughing when her tongue darts out for a taste, but I pull away too quick. I step back and fist my cock, staying just out of reach. "Stand up and take your clothes off." She stands and pulls her sweater off, unsnapping her bra and letting it fall to the floor in front of me. Her breasts are perfect, silky skin and nipples that are still hard from my earlier assault on them. She pushes her jeans and panties down the rest of the way off her legs until she's standing completely bare in front of me. I order her into her humble position in front of the fire. She looks so good with her knees spread wide on the floor, her chest pressed flat and palms down. The orange light from the fire flickers over her soft skin, bathing it in a subtle glow. I run my fingers down her spine, obsessed with the way goosebumps race from the trail I leave behind. My handprints color the globes of her ass, and I gently caress them, loving the warmth that still radiates from them. I settle behind her, lifting her hips into the air and putting her perfect little pussy on display for me. I love the way she gets so wet with barely any effort on my part. A quick chase and she's fucking soaked. She's perfect, this incredible woman of mine. I lower my mouth to her cunt, my fingers digging into the soft flesh of her ass and spreading her wide open. The first taste, fuck, so good. I circle her clit with teasingly light pressure. Smiling against her, she rocks back against my mouth. She reaches back, her hand gripping my thighs as she writhes against my mouth. I lose all control when she breathlessly begs me to devour her. The crackling of the fire is drowned out by the sloppy sound of my tongue and lips licking and sucking and fucking her. I slip my fingers back inside her cunt, hooking them forward and circling her G-spot. I moan against her as I feel her tighten around them. Her pussy spasms around my fingers and her clit throbs between my lips. I lick and caress her through the orgasm, giving her all the worship she deserves. She melts beneath me, but I'm not done yet. My fingers grip her waist as I enter her in one hard, deep thrust. Her cunt stretches to accommodate me, so hot and wet and fucking perfect. I pull back out, looking down at my cock covered in her cum, and release a guttural growl as I fight back my own release. My cock pulses once, twice inside of her before I gain control again and start to ruthlessly fuck her. The sound of our skin slapping together, my grunts and her groans fill the cabin. I pull her up with one hand around her neck so her back is against my chest, and my other hand teases her clit. I bite and lick the side of her neck, leaving my mark in as many places as possible. Give me one more, I whisper into her ear, keeping the same punishing rhythm until I feel her tighten around me again. Fuck, I growl as I come. She milks me as she finishes, letting me fill her with my hot release. I hold her against me, tenderly kissing her as my hands soothe all the pain away from my earlier attacks. She'll be covered in my marks for days, and nothing makes me feel more at peace. I stand and lift her into my arms. Let's run a nice bath for you, babe.